very nice when you can ask your client directly.
Yeah. But it can be very hard to communicate what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, it's crazy,
like I was just talking to the haircut guy, and I couldn't really make heads or tails of how a loan has to do with his haircutting business. Because I said, what do you do with the loan? And he says, well, I buy clippers and product. And I said, okay, have you ever had to turn someone away for a haircut because you didn't have enough supplies? And he had, you know, that question did not get communicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I never knew this. You didn't think about it. Get a home.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough. I don't know how to ask that one.
Yeah, that was tough. Take me some time to think about it.
Yeah. I'd love to know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I just it's the connection between having more money and giving more haircuts that I'm struggling with.
Like you say, because if you take that question about who's been in the center the longest?
Yeah.
People answered 5 years. Then you ask them, ask the question, what year did you join? 1998.
Well, yep, it's where are we going now?
We're going to this lady.
Okay, great. So I'll get to talk to her and then to, what's the development facilitator's name?
Vongani.
Vongani.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
that's the business that built that nice house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you take a photograph of it?
Oh, yeah, I got a couple good ones.
Well, you've got a recording of the man, photograph of the man.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to put it all together, yeah. But we should try and go back after, because I'd like to get not only the salon, but the house he built with the profits.
Yeah. Run businesses. And then, you go through an experience like this, then I start saying to myself, I might be beating myself up about nothing. So maybe the question is not, do they run businesses? I don't know about you, but maybe the size of business. The relation between the loan, the size.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions, but that's one that I certainly struggle with it for that guy and his barber shop. I mean, it's a little hard to put it together. Okay, you know, how does the loan translate to more money?
What he was saying is he was saying products. So products would be these notions of things. But like if you look at these, especially that baby's hair.
Okay. So he sells those.
That's cheap or not, I don't know, but how much does it cost?
Right.
We know that he charges. He mentioned he does. One was relaxed. So relaxing, I think, means straightening the hair.
Okay.
Now, to do that, I think they use a lot of some other chemical. So these guys, it's not like, you know, you and me go to the barber shop.
Right.
And the bodies, they just spray it.
Yeah.
Sprays.
I tell them not even to do that, yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
They're using like half a bottle on the person. Relaxing was the one that I think, I don't know.
So?
Or 90s, if it is to do that,
right?
Again, chemicals.
Right. Interesting. So who's coming? That's another thing I had trouble getting out of him. Who comes to the barber shop? I mean, he said he never gave a haircut to anyone at that meeting.
Okay. He was saying to me earlier, he said, "Look, so that's the part." He said, the way he put it was. I asked him how many clients he has, and then he said, maybe 15 to 20. The problem is, it's just a local community. It's just a private.
It's probably, is it the wealthier people in the local community? Or, and that's another thing I wonder about, is there, you know, all these people are running businesses, and, you know, if they're all around here, they're all serving each other. I guess the butcher guy was saying that he serves pensioners, which is different. But it seems like if you've got... Hello. Oh, I'd like a picture of you. Picture?
Okay.
Ready? Okay. Thank you.
Why didn't you come this side? You can get the baby as well.
Oh, I didn't even see. I didn't even see the baby. That's great. You ready? Okay. All right.
That's a beautiful baby.
What's the question?
She's asking for a small donation.
A child wants a job.
Her child wants a job.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
And I mean the. We normally advertise in the newspaper. Is it Soweto?
Soweto.
What newspaper do we use?
Soweto.
Soweto. So you can just tell her, you know, that she watches Soweto, and sometimes we call her, and the child must come. Look at these lilies, they're really tall, and the house that you're just doing now, the lilies are short. I'll give the front to the different how many whips he has.
Mm-hmm.
He has 81.
Wow.
16% dropout rate. Hey, well done.
Wow.
Excellent. Did you have any arrears in general? 0 arrears. Which is quite amazing because to only have 1 year of
about what?
We call it a Spicer shop.
Spicer shop.
It's like tuck shop. It's a mini supermarket.
Oh, okay. I would call it. I don't know what I would call it. But there it is. Thank you.
lady join us here?
Why did she drop?
To relax.
Okay. How much? 3,000.
Smallest loan you ever had from someone? Mm-hmm. Right. First one. So, did you have a business before you joined? So?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay. You know, water tap.
Okay, they're not using them here anymore, so that means that.
Okay. Can I get a picture
Hello,
here?
How are you?
Good.
You want to take a picture?
Yeah, that'd be great. Is that okay? All right. Thank you. What was that?
Marula is a fruit that falls from the trees.
Okay.
This is this time of year. And for a very short time. And people collect it and then they make marula into a juice, which very quickly ferments and becomes marula beer. And it's pretty disgusting for the uninitiated. The juice is well based, very nice. This lady is greeting you.
Well,
say Afshin.
Afshin?
Yeah, Afshin.
Injami?
Fuki?
Fuki. Fuki.
Very
okay.
Good, eh?
I tried.
Good.
No, every kid. Pull out.
Yes, yeah.
I bought.
I know how to do it. Pull it out now. When did they last time?
Take my shoes off.
Okay. Very nice.